then. Do you copy?
What's this on the radio? Ship breaking up.
She's a T2 tanker, split right in half.
We got maybe 2-3 hours, and then we sink.
One stormy February night in 1952, Coast Guardsman Bernie Weber set off with a makeshift crew in a tiny 36-foot craft to see what was left of the tanker, the Pendleton, broken in two off Cape Cod. They returned with 32 men rescued from certain death. Now, in 2016, audiences are thrilling to this unlikely tale retold, with Hollywood hero Chris Pine portraying the humble Bernie Weber.
You want to turn back around? No. No, not now. We came too far. We're not getting up on. Not on my watch.
But this isn't the first time this rescue has been memorialized. Painter Tony Falcone, who has his studio in a converted dairy barn in Prospect, has been working for the past 15 years or so on a series of huge commissions from the Coast Guard, showing some of the key moments in the service's history. In the early 2000s, he was asked to depict the Pendleton rescue.
And I said, well, I would need some help with research. And they said, well, we have somebody named Bernie Weber, and he is pretty knowledgeable of the subject.
Weber, then long retired, called, emailed, and swapped sketches with Falcone over almost 2 years as they collaborated to create the 10-foot canvas. Falcone told an audience in New London at a recent screening of the film, Weber was himself a pretty good artist.
Every one of his sketches always had details and notes. He was really meticulous about making sure that I got maybe the right set of the davits or how the Jacob's ladder would hang.
The painting was completed in 2005 and unveiled where it still hangs in the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London. Weber passed away in 2009, the same year Disney began developing a film based on his story. Producer Dorothy Oferio had seen Falcone's immense painting of the rescue and was fascinated by the story. And she took a reproduction out to the shoot to inform the dark and foreboding look of the film.
They had set up a wonderful studio, literally, with a giant tank to film the scenes, and the production company asked for the print to get some colors and perspective on how the tanker might have been looked at in the painting.
Bernie Weber retired from the Coast Guard after a distinguished 20-year career, but he continued to be a familiar figure at his old station of Chatham on Cape Cod, where he would return every summer. Master Chief Jack Downey commanded the station in the 1980s. He always admired Weber's continued mastery of small boats.
I think you'd see it in the movie, but if you knew him, he was just a very humble man. You had to ask him questions. He didn't just roll it out. You just had to ask him the questions, and he would tell you in less than 8 words.
But while the daring rescue at all costs of the finest hours captures the man and is a fitting tribute to the history of the Coast Guard, today's service has changed a bit.
No, that's the first thing I thought of, like, oh my God, they need a bigger boat.
That's the current commanding officer of Coast Guard Station New London, Dan Tavernier. He says there are one or two things the movie gets wrong, but it absolutely captures the thrill of what it's like to be out there for real.
That movie's unbelievable. I got like chills, and my I was still shaking when I got up here just watching the small boat operate. I absolutely love just being a small boat operator, and watching that movie was just, I don't know, everybody like it, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
You can see artist Tony Falcone's painting of the Pendleton rescue hanging in Hamilton Hall at the Coast Guard Academy. Or if you're not going to be in New London anytime soon, you can see it on our website, wnpr.org. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.